Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on The Fan, holding it down until 6 p.m. We've had a lot of fun the past 3 hours. I've been trying to help you find the bright side, to look on the brightest side of things. Especially we're here in football season and we actually have NFL games. I mean, let's be realistic. A few months ago, we didn't know what we'd have. But the NFL continues on. College football opens back up. The NBA, they've crowned the Lakers as champs. The NHL, Stanley Cup is in possession of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And when it comes to baseball, unfortunately, the New York Mets didn't get into the postseason after the 2 months. The New York Yankees got in and they got beat by the Rays. And tonight we have a game 7 between the Rays and then the Astros to determine who's going to go to the World Series. And so I want to remind you, you can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. Here with you for one more hour. Thank you to super producer Pete Hoffman. But I had to bring someone onto the line, onto the phone right now to discuss everything going on in baseball, the ALCS, if we can root for anybody. Right now we have the National League Championship Series going on. What the Yankees' future looks like, and it's someone who is a three-time World Series champ with the Yankees, currently an analyst for the Houston Astros. It's no other than Mike Stanton. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time to hop on. I know you're a busy man still watching the Astros and what goes on there, so I appreciate the time.
No problem.
I got to ask, from a New York Yankees perspective, I need you to put the New York Yankees hat on here with me, Mike. Is there anybody that New York Yankee fans watching this game tonight, is there anybody to even root for with Houston? One team eliminated you, the other one is cheating and knocking you out for years. What do you look for?
Yeah, I think what you look for more than anything else, I mean, you know, what you would like to be is, yes, you're Yankees fans, but you're baseball fans first. So just good baseball. I mean, you can't get better theater than a game 7.
Correct.
And so even though, you know, the battles that they've had back and forth with both teams in the American League, you know, I guess if you had to root for someone, I guess you would say the Rays, because I guess in some way, if the Rays go to the World Series, it makes your team look better. But I think more than anything else, you just look for good baseball.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think on the other hand, just Major League Baseball fans in general outside of Houston, just everybody just is sick and tired of the Astros. And it's not necessarily the cheating or the punishments, but, you know, now you have guys, Carlos Correa is seemingly, you know, egging folks on. He's what are you going to do now? And how are you going to stop us now? It's not necessarily what happened with the cheating. It's still there. But there's also the arrogance. Do you guys feel that when you're watching the team, as you cover the team on a daily basis?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You know, down here in Houston, you would call it arrogance. I think you just call it, you know, confidence. You call it. It's kind of the way the sport is right now. And, you know, as much as I hate to say this, Yankee fans have been going through this for years. I mean, the Yankees have been, you know, hated for decades. And why? You know, and to tell you the truth, in kind of a backhanded way, it's a compliment. Because when teams are hated, that usually means they're pretty good.
Oh, sure, absolutely. But the New York Yankees, I never saw Girardi or your old skipper, Joe Torre. These guys never got the boot, you know, because people were banging on trash cans or delivering signals, et cetera. And so, you know, it just seems that, and naturally, you got to round yourself up. I expect Carlos Correa to walk around with a chip on his shoulder and kind of buck the system. I expect it, but it's a little bit different. We chatted up with former Yankees reliever Mike Stanton. Tonight, the Astros have an opportunity here to do something that only the Red Sox have done, and that's come back from a 3-0 deficit. What are your thoughts on what we've seen? Where has Tampa Bay faltered?
Well, I tell you what, it's been an absolutely amazing series. The back and forth, the close games, you know, Correa with the walk off. I mean, it has been, even if you're not a fan of either team, it's been extremely suspenseful. And I think that, and ultimately, that's what you really want. But you know, I think the biggest issue that the Tampa Bay Rays have had. The first one is the offense has come up short. I mean, let's just, you know, say it how it is. Their offense has not done hardly anything at all. And we know that the Astros pitching staff is full of rookies. Now, they've got good stuff and they've pitched well, but, you know, there's just no experience in a large portion of that pitching staff. And I would say that the other side of it is, I said this going into these series, and there's been a few people that I've heard from, oh, they play seven games in a row all the time during the regular season. That may be true, but they don't play seven games in a row against the same opponent. And one of the things that we know how Tampa Bay goes about their business, which is they're going to get, you know, five innings out of their starter if they can, and then they're going to go to that dominant bullpen. The problem is, by the time you get to a game seven, by the time you get to the end of a seven-game series, there's a couple things that happen with bullpens. First, there's the fatigue factor. With all these games being as close as they've been, you know, relievers like Diego Castillo, he's been in you know, four or five of these ball games. There's, you know, there's fatigue there with no off days.
Sure.
Then the other part of it is when you're in that many games, the Astros hitters now have gotten a good long look at him. So you mix fatigue with what I call overexposure. Now you can understand why once you get into the later part of these series, you really don't know what's going to happen because there are no secrets on either side.
Yeah. We're chatting it up with Mike Stanton, former reliever and World Series champ with the New York Yankees. That's on the matchup we're seeing now. The New York Yankees, unfortunately for fans here in New York City, didn't see them get to that space. Their own starting rotation faltered. Some of the moves, especially you think about that game too, did not work out in the Yankees' favor. And you saw exactly what happens when you got games on back-to-back games and one day doesn't work out and it kind of blows the rest of the series right out of the water. What do you think that the New York Yankees need to do with their starting rotation moving forward? They even have some issues here and there in the bullpen, albeit some of these bullpen players are some of the best in the game.
Well, you know, I think you got to, with a 60-game season that we just had, you know, there were several teams that had big-time issues and teams that should have been better just weren't. But you got to remember, it's 60 games. When the regular season was over, in a regular season, general managers and president of baseball operations, they are that's about the time that they're starting to take a good hard look at their rosters. They haven't really done a whole lot of evaluation in the first 2 months of the season. You know, so I think what you have to do is you got to kind of take, especially the guys that didn't perform well, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. And then kind of just, instead of looking at your analytics, you need to look and see, you know, the eye test. You know, how was the velocity? How was the stuff? You know, were there any bumps and bruises? Were there any injuries along the way? And just kind of take this past season with just a grain of salt, just simply because the sample size was so small, there was no time to correct anything that happened. All you got to do is look at what the Washington Nationals did in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were 15 games under 500, and they end up winning the World Series. Well, guess what? They tried to do the same thing this year, but they just simply didn't have the time to come back.
Sure. Mike Stanton is on the line with us. Yeah, I wish that made Yankee fans happy. I wish it did. But there's so many question marks, not just with the pitching. You can go ahead and think about a Gary Sanchez, and you could think about an Ottavino. We could think about a Tanaka. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you want to think about DJ LeMahieu. I think people would pitch a huge fit if he wasn't brought back to the organization. And in all honesty, nobody knows what financials will look like next season. How much are you going to be willing to spend when you think about the money that's been lost this year? What do you think the ultimate prospects are for the New York Yankees in a full season for next year? Obviously, they're going to be competitive, but do you believe they'll be able to bounce back directly into contention in the playoffs?
Well, they should be. I mean, they're still a very talented roster, even with the guys that are going to become free agents. The thing is, I don't think anybody with any certainty can say what this offseason is going to look like, what the free agent class is going to look like, what the financial situations, because you got to remember, the financial situations go both ways. You know, there's obviously the owners are not making any money here in 2020. What does that do to your budgets going forward? How do you make up the money, you know, on the business side of how do you make up the money that you lost here in 2020? Well, guess what? That's probably going to come out of your budgets moving forward.
Sure.
Now, that also means the same thing for the players that are free agents. You don't know exactly, you know, is there going to be money out there for your top free agents? Start off with, this is not going to be a very strong free agent class, but I think there's going to be some other things. I think the non-tender market is going to be immense. I think there's going to be some players and some very good players, maybe even players, all-star type players that have performed well in 2020. I think they're going to be non-tendered because there's going to be teams out there that just simply can't afford those salaries moving into 2021. There's just no way to tell what the free agent market and what the off-season business side of all this, what it's going to look like.
Mike Stanton is on the line with us, World Series champion with the New York Yankees, former reliever, now analyst with the Houston Astros. Things have just been wild, not just here in 2020. The game of baseball has changed, and you being a former reliever, you know, Major League Baseball implemented rules before this season, even though it was shortened, about the amount of batters a pitcher needed to see. And now we've moved into a space of having openers. What effect is this ultimately having on the game?
Well, any sport, any industry, you know, there's always an evolution. You're always moving. Things are always changing. And I think one of the issues that you're seeing for the Tampa Bay Rays, and I talked about it earlier about how, you know, they've relied so heavily on their relievers. I felt like going into these series, regardless of what the team is, the most important part of the pitching staff was going to be the starting pitchers, that you needed to kind of turn back the clock back to the 80s and 90s, you know, when starting pitchers were doing the heavy load, because in a seven-game series, your relievers are just going to get tired. you know, the three batter rule, yeah, that was implemented. You know, that was going to happen whether we played 162 or in this season of 60. And, you know, I wanted to kind of hold off and kind of see how the league reacted to it before I came up with my opinion. And I really didn't mind it. You know, I think if you're going to be a major league pitcher, you need to be able to get hitters out from both sides of the plate. You know, I was a left-handed reliever, but, you know, I faced more right-handers than I did left-handers. You know, I was not really a left-handed specialist.
Right.
You know, and I knew that there were some people complaining that there were going to be players, you know, those left-handed specialists were going to lose their jobs. Yeah, but you know what? Other guys were going to get their job. It's not like the jobs were going away. They were just changing. And I kind of like the strategy side of it. I think it makes the managers and the pitching coaches, it makes them work a heck of a lot harder. It also opens up for a lot more criticism because you can make the right move, and just simply because the player didn't execute the pitch, didn't get the out, now he's got to face guys that you really don't want him to face. So I think I kind of like this one in particular.
All right, Mike. Well, your former GM and Brian Cashman, he's had to defend the Yankee strategy, similar to Boone, as to how they execute their pitching staff, especially as the postseason came to a close. Who did we leave in? Who did we start? Why did we pull Garcia? Why did we throw Happ in? When you look at how organizations are run right now, are you in favor of the analytical approach? Are you more in favor of the time when you played in the 90s? What are your thoughts on who has control and say so over the day-to-day games?
Well, that transition that you're talking about, I think we're constantly evolving, even in this version of Major League Baseball, and I think that what we're getting to is we're getting to more of not just one way, or not just old school, just go out there and play, not fully analytics, that I think we've been going through that pretty heavily over the last decade or so. But I think we're starting to transition again and kind of getting a mixture of both. And I think that's where it needs to be. You know, are the analytics important? Of course. The numbers, you know, baseball has always been a sport that's driven by the numbers. But it's human beings that actually go out there and play the game. And I think that, where the numbers are important, I think the eye test is just as important. And so I think we're getting to a place that you're using all your resources, not just one or the other. And, you know, it's a copycat sport. It always has been. You know, when somebody like the Rays, they've been doing it for years and years and years. They're using heavy analytics. They're doing things in a different way. Guess what? Now you got the Dodgers get Andrew Friedman. Well, what is he doing? He does the same thing out in L.A. And I think it was one of the reasons why they lost the World Series in 2017, was that they relied too heavily on the analytics and didn't let Dave Roberts and the coaching staff actually put their eyes on the players and see what's happening. They went ahead and had a predetermined plan, and they stuck to that plan. Well, that's not how the sport works. You know, you have to be able – everybody goes into, you know, the old boxing adage. You know, a boxer goes into a match with a game plan until he gets punched.
Punched in the mouth, yep.
Baseball's the same way. Yeah, you get punched in the mouth, now all of a sudden we got to change the game plan. And I think that that's what has to happen. I think the teams that have done the best in the playoffs over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years – those are the teams that have been fluid in their approaches.
All right. Well, Mike, I got to ask you this before I let you roll. As soon as this evening, tonight, we might know exactly who's going to participate in the World Series. Obviously, the Dodgers are trying to stay alive against the Braves right now. They're up 3-0. And then later on, we're going to have that Game 7 between the Rays and the Astros. What do you believe is going to happen to close out this playoffs as we get to the World Series?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that the Braves do go ahead and finish off the Dodgers. I don't think it's going to be tonight. I think they go to a Game 7. Listen, I'm all for complete chaos, okay? I want as many baseball games as we can have, just simply because when they're done, we don't see baseball for another, 5 or 6 months. Right. And you know, I feel shorted with the 60-game season anyway. As far as the American League, man, this really is up for grabs. The Astros did a nine, even though Charlie Morton went five shutout innings, he gave up nine hard-hit balls that actually a good portion of those didn't turn into hits. The Astros did a nice job against Charlie. And they've seen Charlie over the years with Tampa. So I like the way their offense is looking right now. And I know that Yankee fans are going to love this, and baseball fans across the country are going to love this. I think the Astros go back to the World Series.
Here we go. Mike Stanton coming in with the bad news for everybody. Mike, I appreciate you for joining us. We've been chatting it up with former All-Star World Series champ with the Yankees, Mike Stanton, now analyst with the Houston Astros. Mike, where can people follow you and keep up with you?
All right, I'm on Twitter at MikeStanton29. Yes, I do the pre- and post-game analyst on AT&T Sportsnet here in Houston, but you can follow me more than any other place on MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM. I'm one of their post-game analysts, and I'll actually be on tomorrow night. I'll be on Monday night and Tuesday night with post-game analysis after the World Series.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate you. And I look forward to catching up with you soon. We got to enjoy all the baseball we got while we can.
That's it. As much baseball as we can handle.
All right. You heard it from him. Big thank you to Mike Stanton for joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show on The Fan. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. You just heard from a World Series champ, someone who had plenty of success with the New York Yankees, helping them hold things down, the bridge to Mariano Rivera to those world championships. You heard from Mike Stanton. And it's a tricky thing right now. If I'm watching the American League Championship Series tonight as a Yankee fan, yeah, the Rays just beat you. But it's like the Astros will not shut up. It's like the Astros won't take their medicine. Can you imagine if we had a full year, if we had a full season? The Astros would have been shouted down and yelled at, and I mean, they were getting yelled at from the stadium out in San Diego. We had fans yelling at them from the balconies of the adjacent apartments. It's difficult to root for the Astros. Everybody got punished except for the players. And then Correa is leading the charge, just running his mouth. I think it would be easier to digest if they would just shut up and go play. Nobody's taking away the fact that you're a solid team. We know you're missing Verlander now, but you guys are still winning. Just cut it out. Shut up and take your medicine. I want to open up the phone lines to you. 877-337-6666. Are you watching the American League Championship Series? And if you are, who the hell are you rooting for? Can you root for the Rays after they knocked off the Yankees? Can you root for the Astros after all the smack they've been talking and the cheating that they've been doing? This is a no-win situation if you're a Yankees fan. Your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.